question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Thanks for staying with us through the break. Robert, Mary back with you as we get ready to talk travel etiquette for the next few minutes of our travel get-together. Before we bring in Lizzie Post and Dan Post-Senning, a brief word about 1-800-Flowers.com.
Thanksgiving is this week, and as we think about all we have to be thankful for, don't forget those who you'll be missing this year at family gatherings or if you're traveling. A gorgeous bouquet of multicolored roses is a nice way to show family and friends just how much you're thinking about them this season.
And right now, 1-800-Flowers.com is offering everyone in our audience an exclusive deal of 24 multicolored roses for just $24. That's a dollar a rose. These multicolored roses are picked at their peak and shipped overnight to ensure freshness. To order a perfect bouquet of 24 multicolored roses for $24, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio icon, enter our promo code of RM, you'll get the special offer. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
So we just shared the news about this at the top of last hour, and certainly many of you may be traveling this upcoming holiday season to spend some time with family and friends, and with that comes potential challenges. So we thought we'd check in with show friends Lizzie Post and Dan Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute and talk some travel etiquette for both in the air and then on the ground once you arrive.
Hello, Lizzie and Dan. Are you ready for the holiday season that clearly starts in earnest this upcoming week?
We are.
Absolutely.
So, Dan, I'm going to start off with you. I want to talk air travel. All right, I'm just back from travel to Chicago this week. The airport was already decorated, and, of course, the plane was completely full. All the planes seemed to be completely full. The next 6 or 7 weeks is going to be the busiest for airports and the airlines of the year. So whether it's waiting in the long lines or interacting with stressed-out fellow passengers on your flight, when it comes to flying etiquette, what are some of the top tips that you'd suggest for travelers, you know, really to help make things as manageable as possible?
The first thing I always like to remind people is to prepare yourself mentally ahead of time, because you're so right that oftentimes, particularly around the holidays, when these systems are stressed or they're operating at near maximum capacity, we're all going to need just a little more patience. We're all going to need to navigate more crowded situations, and more likely that we're going to run into people that didn't take that extra moment to put a smile on their face and mentally prepare the way I'm suggesting that we all do. Your best course of action is to address what you can address yourself, and that's your own attitude, alignment, orientation. So take a deep breath, give yourself a little extra time, put a smile on your face, remind yourself that it's not just about your own bare minimums, but if you can do something nice for someone else, if you think about giving someone else a helping hand or a smile, it's going to improve both their day but also your day. I really think that's the best thing you can do, because you could never anticipate every little situation that you're going to find yourself in, but you can be ready for anything.
Yeah, that's true. I agree. And I think a lot of people tend to break their own rules with manners when they're angry and they're impatient themselves. So great point. All right, Lizzie, so let's get on the ground now. Our flights land. We get our bags. Let's say we're heading to a relative's home. We're staying as a house guest, family, friend, relative, whatever. When we get there, what do you suggest that out-of-town travelers can bring if they're not bringing food, if they're traveling, as a side dish? And is a house guest gift, is it appropriate, and can it be given at any point in time during the stay?
Yes, the hosting gift can be given at any point during the stay. It can also be sent afterwards, so it doesn't have to be a part of the stay. I think it's a nice thing to lead the stay off with and say, you know, thank you so much for having me. This is so lovely. I really wanted to bring this for you. When it comes to contributions to the Thanksgiving meal, I follow my mama's lead, and I always say that it's really great, especially if everyone's supposed to bring something, to task those folks with something that's really easy to pick up at a store once they're here. If they're getting it Wednesday night at 11, don't task them with anything. But if they're coming in, you know, early Wednesday, or they're driving up, something like that, it is really easy to grab those bottles of seltzer water or ginger ale or whatever it is. It makes it really easy.
Yeah, I think that's good advice, certainly. All right, listen, Dan, I'll throw this out to you, if you agree with me on this, because I find it so infuriating, and frankly, it's one of the more rude things that I think is occurring practically everywhere in our society. It's the constant need to be connected to our personal electronic devices. Really, it's, I don't know, I'm just going to tell you it's sad, because none of us are that important that we can't put them down for an extended period of time and enjoy a little time with family or friends. So let's talk about the phones, the tablets, the smartwatches. What's the general rule of thumb? Because things may start off well for the holidays right now, but before long, everyone's going to be tethered again to their devices.
Usually by dessert, if not before.
You're so right. It's not just you. recent studies have shown that if you ask people, something like 90% are going to tell you they've experienced some sort of rude behavior on a cell phone or from someone who's using a cell phone recently. It's almost, in some ways, I like to say it's a ubiquitous experience. It's something that connects us all. We've all experienced this kind of rudeness. It's a fact of life today. We are all little Pavlov's dogs. We're programming ourselves to respond to these devices to the point where that use becomes habitual. And to really combat that rudeness, to not be a part of the problem yourself, requires a really intentional effort, and it requires persistent awareness. And that's a lot to ask of anyone. It's a lot to ask of ourselves. I think it starts with reminding yourself that the people around you matter, that the people who you're spending time with, who you've made an effort to be with, you've carved out that time, oftentimes around the holidays, you've traveled, and you're making an effort to invest in relationships that matter to you. So,
yeah, exactly.
So respect that time and focus on it and hold yourself accountable. That call can wait. Sometimes that call is also friends and family, and that's
right.
Why that can be so hard. And finding that balance is a trick and a challenge, but the basic premise, the guideline, the fundamental rule that the people that you're with matter and you want to be keeping your attention with them can really help you know how to break that rule intelligently, whether it's excusing yourself or even acknowledging when you're taking your attention elsewhere. And that can really change the way you use that phone from being something that others around you perceive as rude to something that they understand.
Right. All right. Great. Great. Something for all of us to keep in mind. Lizzie, I think in today's world, there are a lot of people who have certainly more food restrictions than we've seen in the past. And actually, Robert and I have a situation with one of our teenage sons who has severe food allergies. And typically, we bring, when he was younger, we brought his food. You know,
he'll do that now.
And now,
himself.
Of course, he can do that himself. In most cases, he will bring his own food because of his situation. But I'd like to get your input on whether the host is responsible for providing food for all the guests, or if the guests who have different dietary restrictions should be involved in that conversation.
It's really a host-guest dance that happens. We always say that if you do have a restricted diet for some reason or allergies that you have to be very cautious about, that it's really important that you take care of you. But I think that it's also nice to give your host the opportunity to say they'd be happy to take care of it for you. So the way to do this is to, when you get that invitation or when you accept the invitation, often this will be done via phone, and you can say, guys, we'd love to come to your Thanksgiving meal this year. I do want to let you know one of our sons does have an allergy. I'm happy to provide food for him so that he has a full meal, but I also just wanted to let you know that that was going to be happening, or that, you know, check in with you about the menu or the meal if I could. And it is nice to kind of ask about checking in rather than to just call up and say, well, I really need to know what's on this menu so that I can figure things out for myself.
Right.
It's a lot easier when you say, I've got this thing, I'm trying to figure it out, you know, what would be a good solution here? And offering to take care of it for yourself to provide the host who maybe isn't comfortable cooking the type of, research.
Well, I think that's a lot of it, too. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It takes some of that.
Too, even my parents, who love vegetables, still don't totally know how to cook a real vegetarian dinner for me.
So you bring it along. All right, so, we've got about a minute left. Dan, I'm going to throw it to you. Certainly not all travel is domestic. We certainly cover that on the show, all types of travel. So let's talk about, in the time we have left, if you're going internationally, you're going to run into different customs or cultural identities. How do you handle that when you immerse yourself into that foreign culture?
We live in an information age, and just doing a little bit of work ahead of time shows that care, that interest, that attention that's going to make a difference for people. It can also help you avoid all kinds of common travel bugaboos, like finding yourself traveling on a holiday that you weren't aware of, or even a day of the week that you weren't aware might be a day when not every service is available in a different country, region, or part of the world. So do your research. The internet is your friend. Google search is your friend. Wikipedia and TripAdvisor are your friend. The website that's hosted by the country you're visiting, look at how people are presenting or introducing themselves. That can also times give you some real good clues or ideas about ways to approach people in situations in ways that are going to matter to them.
Good advice.
And my final piece of advice is always learn the magic words. Please, thank you, hello, goodbye, you're welcome in the country.
All good advice, certainly there, and I liked what you said earlier, relax as well. So Lizzie and Dan, thanks for checking in with us today. Hopefully we've just made the holidays a little better for some of the people listening and the travelers they're going to encounter. We hope you both have a great Thanksgiving, okay?
Happy holidays. Take care.
Take care, you guys. Bye.
All right. Always nice to reconnect with Lizzie Post and Dan Post-Senning. Folks, right now we're going to take a quick break, and I want to remind you to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, as I always do, at RM World Travel. We're going to take a quick break for a few commercial messages from our sponsors, but we hope you'll stay right where you are, as there's still a lot more ahead. And we're going to get to it right after these messages.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.